Hello, sunshine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Total Fitness God's Way. Have you heard the quote? Mindset is everything. Many coaches and self-help gurus also claim that the right mindset determines your success or failure in most areas of your life. But in today's episode, as a transformation life coach myself, I want to challenge the notion that mindset is the determining factor in how successful a person will be. There are always two sides to a coin. Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning? You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God? You want to spend quality time with loved ones? You want to have time to build your dream life, and you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community? The problem is that most days you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom, while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. Sis, I get you, because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Vilma, a child of God, a wife, and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom. I questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions and even shunned Him. Then during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers to be all that He has called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to also break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. Come partner with your sisters in Christ to stand up boldly in who God created you to believe in yourself and your God-given abilities and gifts. So grab your notepad and get ready to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, and unleash your God-given potential. Mindset is everything. Okay. Let's look at this from a biblical perspective. It is written, "As a man thinketh, so he is." Yes, there's no doubt that mindset also plays a role in achieving success. It can impact the way you think, feel, and behave. It can also change the way you perceive the world. What your mindset cannot do is to change your destiny. Only God has the power to do that. If you're a donkey, no amount of positive thoughts in the world will turn you into a purebred racehorse. That is nothing more than wishful thinking. Hocus pocus bogus. You've been gifted with a particular set of skills and abilities. The potter shapes some into vases for holding flowers and others into pots for cooking beans. First and foremost, you have been created on purpose for a purpose. Therefore, God's will always takes precedence, just like it did with Jesus. In Hebrews 5, we read, "While Jesus was here on earth, He offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue Him from death." God heard His prayers because of His deep reverence for God. Even though Jesus was God's Son, He learned obedience from the things He suffered. Now, God heard Jesus' prayers, and he had the power to save him from the cross. But that was not part of God's sovereign will or Jesus' purpose or mission. Jesus himself said in John 6 verse 38, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sends us." That includes me, you, and everyone else on this planet. We have a purpose assigned specifically to you, to no one else. And that brings us to the second point. Be obedient to God. We are here to do the will of him who sent us. God is our creator and provider, the one who blesses and sustains us, most definitely not our mindset. God's promises are not a blank check. He ain't raising spoiled brats who always get their way just because that is their mindset. Our Heavenly Father is busy raising kingdom changes. Therefore, don't think you can simply name it and claim it. It is written, "Careful, I've put a huge stone on the road to Mount Zion, a stone you cannot get around. But the stone is me. If you're looking for me, you'll find me on the way, not in the way." We must learn to trust God and not try to take over control of our lives. My friend, know this. Your mindset does not shape your life for better or worse. So when you find yourself striving instead of thriving, despite having a positive mindset, ask yourself if your dreams and desires are in alignment with God's will. It might be time for you to start listening to that persistent little voice in the back of your mind. Doubts aren't always from the enemy. Yes, the right mindset can undoubtedly help you unleash your God-given potential. But it also takes obedience, devotion, dedication, and discipline to stay in alignment with God's will for your life. You may make many plans and believe that all you need to succeed is to have the right positive mindset. But ultimately, it is our Heavenly Father who leads you in the way that you should go. He is the one who will establish your steps. You have been created in Christ Jesus to do good works, to be fruitful and to multiply. The anointing that you received from him abides in you. He equipped you with everything good so that you may do his will. His purpose will stand. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that this episode has blessed you in some way. If it did, I would truly appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review. And don't forget to hit that follow button. And you know that sharing is caring, so please help me spread the word by sharing this episode. You never know who needs to hear this message today. So sis, if you are ready to transform your life, I invite you to come partner with your sisters in Christ over on our Facebook page or Instagram page at Total Fitness 101. I look forward to welcoming you into our tribe. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to free resources or how to connect with me, as well as for more information on getting a copy of my book, Swap Your Way for God's Way, or the Total Fitness God's Way coaching program. Your reminder for today is that you are capable to be more, do more, and have more, because you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, my friend. Have a fantastic, blessed week.